Good morning, everyone. This is the Life is Ball podcast. This is Christopoulos, one of the three co-hosts. I'm flying solo today. I'm driving into work now, so forgive the roads here. But I saw something on ESPN a few days ago that kind of made me want to do a podcast in between the regular tapings on Saturday. So pretty much, there was a show on ESPN, and I forget the name of it, but it pretty much said that some sports agency out of Vegas had the Lakers being the ninth-seeded team in the Western Conference and not making the playoffs. And it sounded a little bit absurd to me because I just don't see LeBron not making the playoffs, whether he's in the East, West, or North, South. It doesn't matter. I think LeBron is going to make the playoffs, but it led to me really, really analyzing the other teams in the Western Conference and also re-realizing that the Western Conference is just far superior and has been for the last 20-plus years, more superior than the Eastern Conference. So maybe there's a little weight or maybe there's validity to that statement. All right, I'm going to get right into it. So the Los Angeles Lakers last year were not a playoff team. And some say they were close, but I don't think they were too close. And if they were to make it, I think they would have been swept in the first round. I don't think they would have been too competitive. But now, with the addition of LeBron James and Lance Stephenson and JaVale McGee and Rajon Rondo, they drafted some okay guys in the draft. I think Wagner from Michigan is going to be a decent four guy. He's going to be a good, you know, good mid-range guy. Good ball distributor from the post. Can knock down a three occasionally. I mean, they added some decent pieces, okay? Ubalbeck, KCP. The thing is this, though, you know, one, you know, critique I have of LeBron James, who is, you know, one of the best players to ever play. I'm not going to consider him the GOAT. I don't really think he should be in the conversation for the greatest of all time. But he's, you know, he's in the neighborhood, okay? But he's not close. One thing LeBron James has historically done is he's went to teams or places that had a young player with potential and had the possibilities of being a little bit more or a lot more, and he kind of sort of stunts their growth. And I'll give you some examples. Most recently, Rodney Hood was a legitimate 17 point per game scorer in Utah. He gets traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and all of a sudden he's relegated to a spot up shooter who is struggling to play 5 minutes a game. There's been other examples of Kevin Love, 30-15 in his sleep in Minnesota. Goes to Cleveland, takes a lesser role, of course, but he's also relegated to what? You guessed it, a spot-up shooter who stands in the corner and waits for LeBron James to ISO 20 seconds off the shot clock and then find someone to dish to in the last four or try to flop for a foul. That's LeBron's whole game, his entire career. All right? Not the best passer. Not the best facilitator of the ball. He's a good passer. I take that back. He is a good passer. But LeBron isn't a facilitator of the ball. And if you're a player who knows how to create your own shot, playing with LeBron will not help you. In fact, it will diminish your skills quite a bit because your abilities to be able to create your own shot will not be used when LeBron is on the court. And we all know LeBron gets his minutes. He gets his minutes. He plays a lot of minutes. I think the Lakers will be slightly better than what they were last year. And when I say I think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, I don't mean that they're going to be dominant or a high seed. I don't see the Lakers going above 7th in the West. I do not see them being a top 7 team or a top 6 team in the Western Conference. They're sure as hell isn't better than Golden State. They're not better than Houston. They're not better than OKC. They're not even better than Utah, honestly. I don't know if they're going to be better than Portland. We'll see. DeRozan and Pop can be a marriage made in heaven. They always find a way to put good supporting guys around. You still got LaMarcus Aldridge. You still got Rudy Gay. You still have Patty Mills. You still got Pau Gasol. So I don't think they're better than San Antonio. And don't look now, but I really think that the Denver Nuggets have something going on in Colorado this year. I really do. I love the addition of Isaiah Thomas. I think that gives you a big scoring option off the bench, which they didn't have previously. At the point guard position, Will Barton can really put the ball in the hole effortlessly. I also love that they took a chance and they drafted Michael Porter Jr. I really think he can be something, man. And if he can be 75% of the player that he is supposed to be, then I honestly think Denver has Kevin Durant 2.0. If he pans out that front line with Jokic, Millsap, that amazing young backcourt with Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, I think Denver has probably done something. So I don't even know if they're better than Denver. My biggest worry is that guys like Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma will have their growth stunted significantly playing with LeBron James. Kuzma has to have the ball. Ingram is a young player who is working towards being that guy who knows how to create his own shot. He can score in a few ways, but I don't think LeBron James going to LA, sitting at the top of the key, dribbling the ball for 20 seconds off the shot clock, and then driving to kick out with 4 seconds remaining is going to help guys like Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram, who were, before LeBron got there, were the pillars and the future of the team. So, with that said, I do think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. I don't want to keep rambling on about this topic. This is the only topic that I'm going to talk about before we do our main show this weekend. But I wanted to say that I do think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to make the playoffs as a high seed. I do see them being an eighth or a seventh seed at best. And if you got swept by Golden State with a undersized power forward playing center and Draymond Green, then you stand no chance in the West this year. LeBron may be the first player to get swept by a team in the finals 1 year and the first round the next, but I think this could possibly be that year. Golden State is kind of becoming the big brother to LeBron. He's kind of the little sister at this point. You know, without Kyrie there to save him, or like when he had Ray Allen to save him in Miami, I don't really think it was the best move to go to L.A. I was shocked that he went there without having 17 All-Stars go with him like he normally does. But, hey, we'll see what happens, guys. If you like this video, please comment, you know, like, subscribe, follow the channel, and let me know what you think. Thank you guys for listening. Today was going to be a quick episode, and I think I did that, hopefully. Have a great day.